There has been a defector from Labour to UKIP. It's not somebody that most of us have ever heard of. Her name's Harriet Yeo, but the significance of this defection is that she was chair of Labour's National Executive Committee. Well, as if by magic, we are now joined by another member of Labour's National Executive Committee. I'd be astonished if he announced now that he was defecting to UKIP. It is none other than Ken Livingstone. Ken, thank you for joining us at very short notice. Harriet Yeo, who is she?
Well, do you know, I've been on Labour's NEC for several years, and I can't remember.
Well, thanks. Well, now, I'm really glad we've got you on.
And this isn't a smear against all trade unionists, but some trade unions stick somebody on the NEC because they want to keep them off the General Council. I know, but only for a year, is it? It's a
You were there, weren't you?
As long as you're on there long enough, I mean, you get to chair, it doesn't mean anything. And of course, what's tragic, I think she represented one of the transport unions. And the one thing that, you know, the transport...
TSSA.
Desperately want is investment in public transport. And, you know, to do anything to undermine Labour winning when, you know, investment in public transport will be one of the main ways in which Labour starts getting people back to work, it's just sad.
Now, she has defected. I should say she hasn't actually joined UKIP, but she is going to vote UKIP. She's defected because Ed Miliband refuses to promise a referendum on the EU. Now, that is whatever. I know your views on this, but you will know as well as I do that there are a lot of Labour voters, particularly in some key marginal constituencies. I'd think of sort of Essex and North Kent as some of them. That is a really big issue for them, isn't it?
Well, I think the bigger issues are, you know, the general situation in the economy. I mean, Ed Miliband's been absolutely direct. I mean, he could come out, oh, yes, we'll have a referendum too, and then try and get people to vote to stay in. What he's saying is that, I mean, the damage done to the British economy if we leave. Now, look, I mean, 40 years ago, I was one of those people who voted to leave when we did have a referendum. I was wrong. And I say today, if someone can prove to me that the British economy will do better and will have more jobs if we leave Europe, I'd vote to leave. But there's no one come up with that at all. To actually have our economy thrown into that, you know, 2 years of uncertainty.
Sure, but I mean, we won't go down that road because we're not here to talk about that. Who's the current chair of the NEC? Because you are on the NEC, aren't you?
I can't remember.
Oh, for goodness sake. Do you not go to the meetings?
But they change every year. I mean, I was on back in the 1980s. I can't remember. There was 1 year Dennis Skinner was chair. We all remember that.
So, at some point, I suggest if you're on it, you'll chair it. Buggins' turn.
It is straight Buggins' turn. I've just got to stay on there about another 10 years.
I think it's Jim Kennedy.
He's very good, actually. Jim Kennedy is very good. He's actually solidly behind Ed Miliband and committed to, you know, having a proper Labour government, not another.
What do you make of the fact that Ant and Dec have withdrawn their support from Ed Miliband as well?
I suspect that's the end of civilisation as we know it.
No, that will be when little Ant and Dec withdraw their support. You said we were about to enter the silly season. I think we've already got there.
30 years ago, the Labour NEC was a really powerful body. It's where the party was run from when I was on there in the 80s. Neil Kinnock was there from beginning to end of every meeting. Now, Blair ducted it. Why are you on it?
If it's so pointless, what's the point of being on it?
To support Ed Miliband, basically. I mean, that's the only reason I came on. I mean, this is the last chance in my lifetime of getting a real Labour government.
What you're saying is it's just a puff thing for Ed Miliband. It's not really fit for purpose.
I mean, it's not fit for purpose. It was gutted by Tony Blair. I would make real changes if it's left all up to me, but, you know, I'm just an old age pensioner now.
Happens to present an award-winning LBC show every Saturday morning with what's his name? Can you remember the name of your co-presenter?
Isn't it Norman Tebbit?
It should be. Well, I'll give that thought to our boss. Thank you very much, as always, Ken Livingstone, former Mayor of London, and of course LBC presenter.